The words general delivery bring to mind thoughts of seasonal travelers or transients who pick up their mail in out-of-the-way places. But for some people in urban centers, the post office is the most permanent address they've had in years. General delivery provides a lifeline to family and friends, as well as benefits and assistance checks. 10,000 or so people go to the general delivery window at New York City's main post office, and as NPR's Margo Adler reports, 80% of them are homeless.
The main building of the New York City Post Office has rising white steps, lofty ceilings, and Corinthian columns. But walk a block west to 9th Avenue, and there, at the back of the building, is a door to a small, somewhat shabby room with barred windows. Behind those windows, postal clerks Marilyn Rogers and Sabreem Mohammed dole out the mail 6 mornings a week. There's a steady stream of customers, and on check days, like the first of the month, the line can stretch out the door. Ms. Rogers asks each person to show some identification, but people forget.
I need to see your ID, Mr. Wiley. Did you apply for food stamps? Did you apply for food stamps?
Rogers dispenses advice as well as the mail and seems to know everyone's name unless they are new. When you look around her office, it seems an impossible task. There are thousands of pieces of mail. There are a dozen boxes just for the bees. And there's one whole shelf of cubbyholes for common names like Jackson or Rogers or Hernandez or Williams.
Everything gets a date. We keep it for 10 days, checks for 30. If they're in the hospital or if they have to go to a program or something, they'll ask us, you know, we ask them how long you're going to be away. You'll
accommodate.
Yes.
In the dingy room on the other side of the window, the service is very appreciated. Albert Heitzer, a trim 66-year-old man wearing a yarmulke, says he comes here 4 or 5 times a week.
I'm not homeless now. I was in a shelter called Camp LaGuardia, upstate New York, and I was lucky enough to find housing in Brooklyn. I live with a roommate, and I'm on public assistance. She's wonderful, Miss Rogers and Miss Muhammad. They're two wonderful people. They understand, and they're just good people, that's all.
What kind of mail do you get?
I get a lot of mail from, I have a girlfriend in Florida for the last 22 years, and she writes me almost every day, so I come pick it up. You know, it keeps me hopeful.
Nearby, Kira Williams, James Sterling, and Jan Goldstein talk together, all say they're homeless. Goldstein says he sleeps on the train. Sterling picks up a letter from the Veterans Administration. The thing about Rogers and Muhammad, they all say, is they treat you like regular people.
They're very nice. I like them a whole lot. Yeah. They really
get to know people, and after a while they know you by face and by name.
Nice.
I mean,
they have a lot of respect.
Yeah.
For the clients.
They respect people.
Yes, they respect them a lot.
Yeah.
How often do you come here?
Like 6 times a month.
right.
Yeah, I get my mail once a month over here.
And what kind of mail do you get?
Junk? Yeah.
Personal letters?
Personal letters sometimes.
Personal letters, junk mail, no checks.
No, too bad.
The government don't want to give me no money, but it's all right.
P. That's my mail on that show. P. Rock and Roll. Right.
With 10,000 people, wonder how Rogers, who has run this office for 8 years, knows who everyone is. After all, there must be many William Jacksons, not to mention Jose Ortegas and Tom Smiths.
What we usually do is we say, look, if you have a middle initial or a middle name, tell whoever's writing to you or tell your caseworker, put your middle initial in there. See, there's 2 Terry Lees.
No mail?
No mail today.
Okay. Sounds to me like you end up being a counselor, a therapist.
When I first came here, I didn't understand the system. But after a while, you know, then people start calling you mama, you know, because you look out for them.
Marilyn Rogers says it was her partner, Sabreem Mohammed, who reminded her of a deep truth.
We're just a couple of paychecks away from being on the other side of that window. You know, when you live in New York is a hard town. Anything can happen to you. You have to treat everyone the same way you want to be treated. You have to remember that these people are human. I've talked to them. I've listened to some of their stories. We all have stories of our own. Sometimes you're going through something and all you want is someone to speak to you as if you were human.
And to give you the gift not only of an address, but a little of the warmth of home. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.